Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Shirt. Way to go. Anyway, sorry, Scott.
Somebody put a quarter in Todd today. You two go. I'm just going to, you know, slip off into the ether here.
We're done now.
I have an enormous amount of hope in truth, in freedom, in the future. Because everything we knew about Joe Biden is happening right now.
I pledge allegiance to this flag.
And this is America.
Unless you're in a California classroom.
Yeah.
Then we put up the gay pride flag.
Right, and you're proud to do that.
Then you put the pride flag up and pledge allegiance.
Here they go again. These two are loaded for bear. I literally am going to shut up here.
Our NASCAR checkered flag or whatever we got, whatever kind of flag we got.
And the eagle flag.
Are you two done or...
contributing. Are we part of the show or not?
Yes, but you got Rabbit Trail City going on here today. We'll get to the teacher. We talked about it yesterday. We'll get to the teacher.
What am I supposed to do?
I wanted to see outside, and it's miserable out here. I mean, there's cloudy skies.
906.
Rain is coming down. I want to be able to see what's happening out there, and it's a little messy on the eastern end of the state here. Getting all this feast or famine, right? We've had the famine all year. We've had the locusts and the record drought and everything else. And now the skies are opening. See, we overcompensated with our praying for rain, but we got it in some spots, and at least it's going to help next season be just a little bit better. How about that? A little bit better. The wheels are coming off the Biden administration. This is why I have a hope today, because there's a report out now that the White House staff is appalled over the withdrawal. Right? So his own staff. That's no kidding. That's breaking news this morning. White House staff is appalled.
The staff.
Now, let me surmise what is happening here. And I talked a little bit about this yesterday. Reuters reported, if you remember, that a transcript of a call between Biden and the Afghan president in July basically had Biden coaching the Afghan president that the optics here were bad, and you got to change this the optics of this. And you now, if you had changed the president from Joe Biden to Donald Trump, impeachment proceedings would already have begun. They used a phone call, a perfectly fine phone call with nothing there, invented some guy who says, well, I think I heard this and this is what we took from it, rather than actually what Donald Trump said, and they impeached him for it. And now, Reuters has a transcript of a call from Biden and the Afghan president in July, coaching him over, hey, guy, you're killing us here. You're killing us here. They knew all this was going to happen. But why do we know that? We know that because somebody in Biden world is throwing the knife at him. They wanted us to know that he told the Afghan president, You need to project a different picture. Whether you need stuff or not, you've got to go out there and change the optics here. This perception's terrible. Why do we know that? We know that because Biden World, along with this report today, the White House staff is appalled over withdrawal, can no longer fake it, that this guy somehow is in charge. And you know what? That gives me enormous hope. We knew that. This is not a surprise to the vast majority of the Northern Plains. Duh. Right? We knew this. But the world sees it now. This is how change happens. People will awaken and say, did the guy really get elected? Did he really get that many votes? What's going on here?
All I'm saying is if Trump looked at his watch while 13 flag-draped coffins are coming in, that would have gone viral.
I thought the call we had yesterday. Remember the call we had yesterday, guys? Todd, if you can dig this up. What was her name? It was Mary. I don't remember where she was. Mary Bismarck, maybe.
The teacher? No.
It was the call who said that she'd lost a family member to dementia, and that dementia, you don't know. I mean, looking at a watch is a dementia thing, is what she said. You're trying to reset. Where am I? What am I doing? It wasn't like I'm bored. I want out of here. It was like I don't know.
It's a bad optic. It doesn't matter. And it certainly wouldn't have mattered if it were Donald Trump. And there was some great excuse.
No, it was a terrible look. And by the way, it's in a new Trump ad, which is devastating. There's a new ad out. I have it on my Facebook page. Have you guys seen this ad? Share this ad. I even have it on my Facebook story, and I don't even know what that is, Facebook story. I just push buttons and stuff shows up someplace. I'm getting more and more done with Facebook all the time, but it's on my Facebook story, whatever that is, and I posted about it yesterday. We also posted Senator Kevin Cramer yesterday on the show saying, by the way, kind of what I'm saying, is anybody surprised that we're now getting what we're getting from the Biden administration? We knew all this.
No, not at all.
We knew all this.
No.
And he's doing the point is they can't fake it anymore. They can't ignore it anymore. Now, this is why CNN is saying more reason for hope today, folks. Oh, no. Oh, no.
They can keep faking it all they want.
We won't be able to kill a baby after 6 weeks. For the love of Pete, we can't kill babies anymore after 6 weeks. We can only kill babies from conception to 6 weeks. The sky is falling.
Yeah.
This is what the liberal CNN mindset is. They're going to change the story from Afghanistan, from the border crisis, from the meltdown in the economy. Did you see the jobs numbers? Worst job claims number since the pandemic started. Under old Joe.
Ugh.
Highest number.
So and the hits just keep on coming.
The prop up of the economy. But folks, this gives me hope because we knew all this. We've been screaming this sometimes to our own detriment with our health and everything else. This is a reason for hope. I love what's going on right now. I don't love that the mother of all Olympic events, the United States of America, is shown to be weak, but it's an I told you so moment. And he's done. He's done. The knives are out here for him from the left. Listen to this. Here's Meghan McCain today. Meghan McCain of the famous John McCain family, mm-hmm. daughter of McCain.
Yep.
She is a Biden, groupie, as was John McCain.
Yep.
They loved each other.
She didn't want Trump at her dad's funeral, I guess, or something, too. Huh?
Right. Yep. Yeah, remember that?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I mean, Trump hater, loves Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she said today in a tweet. This is extremely difficult for me to say. I once thought I truly knew Joe Biden, and he helped me through pain and grief, for which I am grateful. This man on TV giving this speech, I do not recognize this man. God help our country. God help the Americans we've abandoned.
Well, you helped put him there, sister, so no, you own it.
True, yep. But they're recognizing that they own it. They're recognizing you can
I
no longer
defend good.
It. You bet it's good.
Well, Derek Grayson isn't recognizing it. He's running for Senate in Georgia, and he posted a picture of Joe. And over the top it says, a true professional doing the job he was hired to do without mean tweets or trips to the golf course. I kid you not.
Weak.
There it is right there.
See, there's going to be some that are going to be delusional, but guess what? Do you see the number yesterday of how many people think he did a horrible job?
Yeah.
I mean, the poll numbers are plummeting.
Hard to argue with.
Yep.
Okay, they are plummeting. They are plummeting.
And so what rabbit are they going to pull out of their hat to get the midterms in a year?
Well, I happen to think that the Afghanistan thing was blown and the expedited incompetence there to sort of take the eye off a lot of other things. They just are the gang that can't shoot straight. They are absolutely the gang that can't shoot straight. It's amazing to me. And again, look at these numbers. Here, what is the Rasmussen poll I saw yesterday? Let me find that one here. 52% of voters. You ready for this? 52% of voters think Biden should resign over the Afghan withdrawal.
He should.
Again, this is like this is a free-for-all. State Department even now acknowledges we left our Afghan allies behind. We left them behind. We left Americans there when we said we wouldn't let Americans there. Okay.
And don't you love that we're telling them to resign from a job you really never even got or won? Just saying.
My question for this audience.
America.
My question for this audience is, do you see the forest through the trees here? Does this give you hope about what we knew all along? It does me. Tell me if it does you. Okay? Charlie Kirk next hour, by the way. Jim the Flagpole Guy today. And John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. Buckle up. Great show ahead. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So we're headed back for Big Iron. I'm really looking forward to it. And by the way, Monday, special edition of What's on Your Mind, we have Clint Romache, North Dakota hero, Medal of Honor winner.
Anytime he's around, I'm listening.
It is an incredible story. Don't miss that. We also have Twyla Blotsky, who's a third-generation leader at Butler Machinery, Butler Ag, and we're going to be in the Butler building, the all-new Butler building at the Big Iron. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'd love to give you a flag hat. All you need to do is say, I stand for the flag. A little tradition we started a few years ago in honor of Colin Kaepernick and some of these other folks that don't. Does anybody have the teacher in California ready? We've got to play that here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, we'll be at Big Iron Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So come on by, get a free flag hat if you just say, hey, Scott, I stand for the flag. Really looking forward to that. And Big Iron's back bigger than ever. All new products. And I know it's been a challenging time for farmers and ranchers. And so let's just get together and, buck each other up a little bit. Brought to you by our friends at Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today. They can solve that problem. Let's get to your calls. Tell me what's on your mind today, okay? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Charlie Kirk next hour. And what's on your mind? He's at the Avalon tonight in Fargo. Still time to get tickets. ndcan.org or at the door tonight at the Avalon. Doors open 5:30. Charlie Kirk takes the stage at 6. You don't want to miss it. The founder of Turning Point USA is back in North Dakota. Ruger, Golden Valley, what's on your mind?
Morning, guys. Say this
morning.
This abortion law in Texas, they get a kick out of these leftists now. You know, they get one little restriction on something that's not even mentioned in the Bill of Rights as a right, but owning and carrying firearms, which I can clearly point out to you in the Second Amendment, is there. They got a list of restrictions and bans and everything you got to do to exercise that right as long as my arm, but you get, and what you're supposed to accept, according to them, is common sense and just a great idea, and they get one little restriction thrown on what they want, and they're throwing a hissy fit. I mean, the contradiction or hypocrisy is just unbelievable.
It is, and again, here's something I'm going to take to my grave. American greatness, as defined by God, right? In other words, we clearly as a country have favor with God. There's no other way to explain it. It really isn't, you know. Israel has it as well. Look what they've survived, surrounded by this cesspool of hate,
right. Yep.
And everything else, okay? There's just no other way. Look at George Washington, bulletproof George Washington, right? I mean, George Washington should have been dead 100 times. Why wasn't he, right? I mean, there just is a obvious favor from God for this country back to our founding, okay? Because the American experiment is proof enough in my mind. We can never be as great as God designed us to be when we allow the killing of unborn children. We just can't. This just must end. It's not okay to kill a baby. Human life begins at conception. Science proves this. It is unbelievable. And these people who absolutely spew this venom, when you say, wait a minute, maybe it should be up to the states to decide. That's what Texas is doing. They're saying, here's what's best for Texas. That's what the 10th Amendment calls for. These people forget the founding fathers' vision for the country. This is not complicated. Freedom is not complicated. And I applaud, by the way, we have our warriors. Yana Murdahl is a prime example. Senator from up, Park River area. I'm telling you, we have our warriors. We've tested this. Texas finally got it right. And science and all the medical advances we see from ultrasound and everything else, they've ended this debate. So I am so thrilled that this has happened. I love watching how much it drives the left crazy. It's what gives me hope, Ruger. It really does. It should give all of us hope.
I agree. And then I think the next thing they ought to do is tell them they need to do a background check and a waiting period before they get one, and then see how they like that. And then throw that right back in their face.
Well,
they can't even get on board when you detect in a heartbeat and they're still denying that that's a lie. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not like a big super pro-life guy, but I was always on board with if there's a heartbeat and you can't admit that that's a person, then I mean, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, very well said. Nick and Moorhead, you're next in What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I was just calling. You're always touting Newsmax. Love it. Love Fox News, OAN, your channel. A lot of these Biden lovers, are they even hearing and seeing? If they're not watching or listening to you, are they actually seeing what he's doing to this country?
Well, I think for the first time since Joe Biden pulled off that kabuki dance in the Democratic nomination race, which was all engineered by Obama and Susan Rice, and, you know, Obama's calling a lot of the shots here. And don't forget, a Secretary of State, a Obama guy, right? I mean, it's just there's a lot of ick and a lot of swamp going on here, without any doubt in my mind. But until the Afghanistan mess, no, it was pretty much cheerleading. I think from, you know, Bernie Sanders getting thrown under the bus and kind of the whole thing they did in the Democratic primary, acting as if, you know, there were actually people showing up at his events, which they weren't, wouldn't show the crowd. All that fake news that happened during the campaign, through the, you know, the beginning of his term and everything else, Trump bad, Biden good, all that stuff. Afghanistan is where I feel like there was some sort of cleansing from these people in the media to try and be somewhat less dirty. They felt like they had to take a shower and actually report what was happening because it was, you couldn't ignore it.
And some of these mainstream media, it looks like they are starting to kind of turn a little bit. But are the Biden lovers, you know, are they taking it in and saying, you know, they maybe I regret some of my vote now? If they are watching Newsmax or, you know, Fox News, they're not going to watch it because it's not what they want to hear, but it's the truth. They don't want to hear the truth.
That's exactly what Charlie Kirk's been saying for a long time. That's why they never debate. They scream and they yell and they walk off, and they'll never have a conversation about
they're
it.
They're very, very good at this.
Very good at
they're
it.
They're very good at this. Yep. This is all strategy. If you don't think Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, well-seasoned reporters, if you get them off the record, they'll say she is as bad as Biden on the cognitive decline stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She's not all there. She is not all there.
Nobody has a spine anymore.
They got a cocoon around them. You know, I think having a spine's up to you and I, Nick. I think it's up to we the people. I'm not going to rely on any politician speak for me. I'm going to ask the politicians, look, please stand up for us. And if our voices are collective and loud enough with our conservative cause, they will focus like a laser beam on this stuff. And Biden's making that easier every single day. Let's not wait for anybody else to do it. Let's be the
and
spine.
Even with these school boards, this is a different topic, but parents starting to stand up. People are starting to fight back. It's nice to see. I love your channel. I love what you're doing. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Nick. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, man.
And you are right. School boards are another sign. There's a recall of 4 Fargo school board members. Petitions being turned in soon. That's not a small deal. And if you don't think that's a shot across the bow to anybody else that thinks they know better than the people that pay the property tax tab, who's gotten their property tax tab, by the way, of late? You get that little envelope in the mail in North Dakota? Says,
oh, I get it in Minnesota.
Yeah. Did you get yours, Todd?
Yep, got it.
Yeah, guess what? All those property tax reductions have kind of gone away. Did you notice that? And
I'm up about 16%.
Yeah, why are you up? School boards spend a lot of money. That's why you're up. And they were born on third base in North Dakota because of oil and gas. County commissions, city commissions, they're spending too much. That's why our property taxes are going back up, despite the efforts on the state, and it's not even the state's job to do it.
Bingo, we have a bingo.
We're going to wake up there, too.
Yeah, Democrats. It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as heavy rainfall and flash flooding caused havoc across the northeastern United States overnight. Power outages were estimated to have hit over 101,000 customers in Pennsylvania and another 100,000 in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. New York City's Central Park recorded 3.15 inches of rain falling in 1 hour last night. The Supreme Court of the United States has refused to block a Texas law banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The judges voted 5-4 early on Thursday to deny an emergency appeal from abortion providers. The Heartbeat Act went into effect on Wednesday in Texas. A majority of American voters, 52% in a Rasmussen poll, say President Biden should resign because of the way he handled the Afghanistan withdrawal. 1,000 likely voters were polled. USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What happens if you don't eat?
Where'd you get down?
And you don't eat well. Do you get a little hangry?
Oh, yeah.
You ever get hangry, Kev?
Oh, you know me.
Yeah. Kevin's
give
got
me,
a...
Give me a minute.
Kevin's got a wooden leg. He's, like, unbelievable. Fit as a fiddle. Looks like a Marine in there and, you know, not afraid of a little leftovers.
No.
But if you don't have the leftover, you get a little hangry. I've got a better deal for you than... leftovers.
You going to Petro Servi?
Yeah.
By the way, the meatloaf in Glendon was fabulous yesterday.
Well, then you can go to Harwood today because Petro Serve USA serving up home cooking, grab and go convenience. Salisbury Steak, downtown Fargo. Chicken Alfredo on the way home today in Glendon for you, Kim. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. I'm telling you, lasagna with garlic toast. You can't believe how good that is. I-94, the Valley City stop off exit 292. You head north there for easy in and out access for our 18-wheeler friends, and a pulled pork or French dip sandwich for all of us. Low price at the fuel, helping America feel better. PetroServe USA. I have hope. I have great hope today, folks. This is an awakening to everything we knew. And meanwhile, we have a victory on the pro-life front. Come on, folks. Let's be happy warriors here. Do you have hope? Let me know. Call me. 701-258-0550. Text me. 701-237-1590. Let's find out. Jim, somewhere in northern Minnesota, what's on your mind?
I usually in the morning at 7, I watch just to see what ABC News is going to come up with in their stories. Not one word about Afghanistan. And then the Lord depends on the people to change things. He's not going to come down and say, I'm stopping abortion. No, we the people, and it's happening. And another thing, there was a soldier on Levin last night. He in 2012, he was a driver for a bunch of high brass generals, and there was a bombing somewhere, and two American soldiers died, and they got relieved of command the next day. And here we have 13, and nobody resigns. And another thing, Pelosi is subpoenaing all the Republican phone calls, text messages, everything from January 6th. What about hers? She was warned that something could happen. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
No, you said a lot, Jim. Where do you get your? Where do you get all this? I mean, you made a very good point that there is horrific coverage. And by the way, the corporate media is corrupt. They are an arm of the left. They're never going to report this stuff. This was part of my show yesterday. CNN. Absolutely nothing on Afghanistan. They've just taken their cues from the Biden administration. We've moved on, and they were freaking out over Texas. I can't believe the Supreme Court isn't going to do this.
Yeah.
They're going to go, oh, my gosh.
Unreal.
They're going to make us not have to kill babies. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Yeah. But well, you're well-read. You're informed. You've got a lot of stuff. You're right. It's up to us. And I think this about the whole COVID thing. Don't let... And with all due respect to Governor Doug Burgum, what a lecture we got yesterday. And the headline of the Bismarck Tribune today is Burgum pleads for us to get the vaccine. Has anybody been persuaded to alter their health plan from a governor?
No.
From anybody elected ever?
No governor ever, ever.
And by the way, I don't know how it is in northern Minnesota, because I never lived in northern Minnesota. I was a west central Minnesota boy. But I believe I know northern Minnesota well enough, a lot like North and South Dakota. You know what? Part of the reason there's 50% vaccination rates is because the creepy nature of how people are saying, you must, you will.
Yeah.
People, you're actually making it less likely people are going to get vaccinated.
Yep, exactly.
Because you're shoving it in our face. And I get this sort of creepy thing from Governor Burgum, like somebody's wagging in his finger at Western North Dakota as a Cass County guy and saying, how dumb can you people be? I mean, just don't. Stop. Let the doctors do this and let people decide for themselves. Sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
Did you see that two FDA, I don't know if they were doctors or what, resigned over the COVID booster shot yesterday?
Yep.
They don't.
Saw that?
They don't want that.
So I ask again, where you're assembling all this, you're taking the time to know these stories, Jim. You're listening to the show. You're getting information. You're finding all this. You're investing the time to be well-informed. Well, you know, I mean, that's what others need to
relevant
do.
Relevant Radio has a lot. Drew has a lot on his show. He's in a lot of this stuff that's not right. And I pick up the Western Journal and a bunch of other things I get in and just go through it and see what's happening to people.
Good for you. Good for you. And, you know, I'll give you another one. The Epic Times. Tremendous. I get my bucket filled every time I read the Epic Times.
Love it.
It's incredible. Do this for yourself. Yeah. And eventually, again, when we say, guess what? We're not watching CNN or MSNBC. We're not going to read the Washington Post. We're not going to get your apps. We don't care. They go away.
No.
You know, they're a failing business model. Thanks, Jim. Well-informed listeners. That's why we love our listeners here. What's on your mind?
I'm just going to say Dr. Marion Gruber and Philip Krause are going to stay on through the end of the booster process, but then after that they are stepping down at the FDA. They're done.
Very interesting. Somebody, there again, defections there, defections on Team Biden. Pay very attention to this, you know. And don't forget the America's frontline doctors, who we need to have on again. We haven't had them on for a while, but they are amazing.
Good
we have
idea.
Many of them on. But they spoke to the former Pfizer vice president and chief science officer, a guy by the name of Dr. Mike Yeardon, about his views on the COVID-19 vaccine, about HCQ, about ivermectin, about all the regulatory authorities. And he said, this is, again, former vice president at Pfizer, chief science officer, I'm well aware of the global crimes against humanity being perpetrated against a large proportion of the world's population. I feel great fear, but I'm not deterred from giving expert testimony to multiple groups of able lawyers. I have absolutely no doubt we are in the presence of evil. Not a determination I've ever made before in a 40-year research career and dangerous products. In the UK, it's abundantly clear the authorities are bent on a course which will result in administering vaccines to as many of the population as they can. This is madness, because even these agents, were legitimately protection is needed by those notably elevated in risk of death from the virus. That was inarticulate on my part. What he is saying is that when you think everybody birth to death needs a vaccine, this can be used for massive-scale depopulation.
Evil.
They do this in Europe. We've seen this movie before, folks. This is where America's got to be different. Should somebody who is health vulnerable have a vaccine? I believe yes, but I believe it ought to be up to them. Okay? Should somebody who is health compromised for whatever reason, elderly, certain risk categories? Absolutely.
What if I don't want to take chemotherapy and radiation if I get cancer?
That is up to you.
Don't I have the choice to say I don't want to do that?
But this idea that everybody must be in our benchmark of success, that's creepy. That's creepy. It should be up to the individuals. We got to fight on the hill of health freedom, or we won't recognize the United States of America soon. And again, I'm one-shot Scott. I said, I'm going to do this. I heard this stuff from the Pfizer guy, by the way, and talked to my doctor. And he said, here's the deal, Scott. If you get COVID, here's what we're going to do. The antibodies right away. We're going to watch your oxygen levels. We're going to have therapies that are available to us. You know what? If you feel like the second shot, which, by the way, there's research about two of the Pfizer shots being more likely to get it. Again, you just got to go out and gather this information, talk to your doctor, talk to people you trust, and decide for yourself. Don't follow some radio talk show host. That's insane. Don't follow an elected leader, a politician. That's insane. You make the decision. This shouldn't be tough. Brad, Fargo, go. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
You want to talk about evil, Scott? I was listening to the great Charlie Kirk the other day, and he's the only one who's talking about this. But our military left our service animals in Afghanistan to be shot by the Taliban.
They actually got them out. There's more to that story. They got them out. And the pictures you saw going on, they thought maybe... And Kurt Schlichter had a great point. I heard him this morning about, you know, if he would have given the order, he would have told servicemen to grab one of the contractor's dogs, because the picture we saw was the local guys, their canines. They got the U.S. canines out, but they left the contractor canines there. And Schlichter said he would have looked at the troops and said, put one of those dogs on your lap. Pick one of those dogs.
Of course.
Put one on your lap.
Yes.
But they didn't. And so there's kind of half of that is true. Yes, the contractor's dogs were left there.
Well, let me ask you this. In the middle of this chaos, you think the contract dogs are going to be well cared for?
No.
You think they're going to be utilized properly to sniff for bombs? And of course not.
Well, they might, though. It's like leaving behind a Humvee.
I'm not 100% sure you're right on that, because I called the ASPCA yesterday, and they told me that they're looking into it. And they gave me a number for an international group. And I'm not sure that's all legit. I think there were animals left there, and they were killed.
Well, again, that's what Kevin's saying. There were animals left there, but they were technically the quote-unquote contract dogs that belonged to the Afghan army. That's what you're saying, Kev, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. And one of the headlines said the U.S. military did not leave American service dogs in Afghanistan, but the photo you're seeing is from the local contractor.
But they still should have been brought out.
They should have been brought out,
yeah,
too.
I mean,
absolutely.
So,
no doubt.
The truth is, and again, that's how fake news spins things.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's sort of like on COVID numbers, right? Okay. Oh, 90% of those in the hospital and 98% of the those that have died from COVID didn't have the vaccine. True story. Okay. Well, how many are elderly? How many have health compromised situations? Never to get that number. So you can make the number look like anything. You want it to look like, and that happens far too often. But good point on your point, Brad. That's another story just scratches your head. But look, we left Americans behind. We left Afghan allies behind. So we think they're going to care about dogs? I mean, no.
They're clearly in peril.
It's horrible. Charity in Beulah, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to share an excerpt from a book I read last winter. It's I Escaped from Auschwitz by Rudolf Virba. Highly recommend it. Some of the parallels that he talks about in here give me the creeps. And you were talking earlier about motive. So I just want to read a little bit of this to you. At work, I found there were two salary scales, one low for Jews and a higher one for all others. When I was out of work, I found I had to take second place at the queue in the labor exchange. Jobs went to non-Jews first, and if there were any left over, we were lucky. Next came restrictions on movement. Huh. We were allowed to live only in certain parts of town and then only in certain areas of those towns, the poorer parts. Travel, too, was curtailed, and we could only move certain distances without permission. And so the ghetto system moved gradually into Slovakia. All of this I resented, yet I accepted these rulings more or less as some of the unpleasant facts of life. Even when I was decreed that Jews must wear the yellow Star of David on their jackets, I conformed and thought little about it. It was only when the deportation laws were passed by government that I suddenly rebelled. What precisely triggered rebellion inside me? I really do not know. Perhaps because I was 17 at that time, and at last my eyes were open.
17-year-old. I think about that. Charity, hang on. Yeah. I want you to finish this without having to rush here, and we're up against a break, so just hang tight. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Trevor and Dickinson, Jack in Mobridge, South Dakota, has a solution to our problems. Jack, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for a solution to our problems, and I'm hoping you have hope. Plus, Grant Bismarck on deck. Stay tuned.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Some of your family's most memorable moments take place in the dining room or kitchen. Fun conversations over dinner, those philosophical discussions over a late-night snack, or the silliness during a delicious dessert. InterOffice and Cannadel know the comfort, feel, and look of your dining room won't make those conversations any more lively, but your family might linger just a little bit longer. Customize your dining experience with hundreds of colors and endless options in chairs, stools, and tables. Find Cannadel at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo and Bismarck.
Hey, did you miss the recent Trump rally? Every major cable news channel refused to carry it, except for Newsmax. Over 5 million Americans tuned into Newsmax to watch the rally. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America, the place for real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is on all major cable systems, except for Midco. It's one of the few systems in the country who won't carry Newsmax on basic cable. And contrary to what Midco is telling their customers, there's no plans to bring Newsmax on basic cable. Newsmax is available on DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, and more. Plus, find us on your smart TVs or apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, or more. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. I love the Newsmax app. It takes seconds to download on your phone, and it's free. So watch Newsmax for breaking news and find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
One thing we don't do enough in the whole COVID debate is say what's worked, right? And H.A. Thompson & Sons, great example of this. This is a pro company when it comes to indoor air quality. They're a pro company compared to, you know, in a lot of fronts. The Little Plumbers, how it all started back in 1908, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. But the examples they could give you are where they've installed various levels of indoor air quality, and there's all kinds of things from a simple little addition to your furnace at home to the same thing as your business, all the way up to things that are doing air exchanges and all kinds. They're pros at this, and it works. It works. It gets all kinds of viruses and bad stuff out of the air. Your intake and the outside air to make the indoor air more environmentally healthy, they can do this. Filtering systems that get rid of the elements of the air that are bad, you know, the efficiencies you can do it. Check it out, folks. Find out more. the air cleaner that targets harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold in the air. That's Sanuvox UV. It's really good, and they know all the products. HATandSons.com, or just call them. H.A. Thompson and Sons, tell them Scott sent you. So, Charity, finish that quote that is chilling, and we all ought to know our history here as part of these debates. Nothing new under the sun is a real deal. So go ahead and finish your quote. I wanted to give you the time to do that.
I became overnight a Jew rather than a Slovak. More probably, it was because I was resented being kicked out of my own country. That was the plan. We were told calmly that all Jews were being sent to reservations in Poland where we would learn to work and build up our own communities. Young, able-bodied men would be the first to go, said the announcement, and in this, the circumstances seemed reasonable enough. It was only later, of course, that we learned the real motive was to remove the core of potential resistance. I did not know that the reservation was an extermination camp called Auschwitz, a place where I would be expected to die decently and quietly. I simply would not stomach the suggestion that I was no longer a member of a community and that therefore I would have to be cordoned off like North American Indians. The only difference between us, indeed, was that the Indian was left in his own country. The part where it says, what was the motive? I just wonder, what is the motivation behind all this push towards vaccination? Why, when you go to the clinic, they take that thermometer temperature and they put it on your head? It's desensitizing. I don't want something pointed at my head.
Yeah, here's the deal. I just think, again, could there be flat-out evil as part of it? Yeah, I truly believe in my heart of hearts, and some people get mad at me, say I'm sitting on the fence on this. You know, warp speed and the enormous amount of private sector genius of getting all these different companies to compete and have options out there for the vaccine was led by Donald Trump. All right? Donald Trump pushed Big Pharma, pushed the FDA, okay? But could there be bad actors in that? And that's where this Pfizer guy is getting at it. Look, everybody being vaccinated is not necessary. That's, again, a Pfizer former VP saying that. You've got to decide for yourself. I'm not going to automatically assume motives. I don't believe anybody in our healthcare system here is saying, I can't wait to poke everybody and then sinners. I believe they believe in their heart of hearts. That's the best chance of preventing people from getting the worst of the worst of COVID. I really believe they believe that. But could there then be sinister motives behind that they're not party to? Sure. Which is why you have a very skeptical audience right now. You really do. Thanks, Charity. Appreciate that. Jack in Mobridge has a solution to our problems. Lay it on me.
Yeah, you've got a solution to a lot of our problems here in the United States. We need to take Biden, Harris, Pelosi, Schumer, and Obama, put them on an airplane, give them a parachute, fly over Afghanistan, kick them out, and let the Taliban have them. And that way their families will know what it feels like to have their families stuck over there.
Yeah. There you go, Jack.
Obama would fit right in, though, man. That'd be the problem. He'd be like, hey, I'm here with my homies. Hook us up.
My homies can say that?
I was hoping for a little more kind of swing for the fences on hope for our future, but okay. All right. That one is not real likely to happen. Trevor and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
I was just a thought. Can we please quit calling this glorified flu shot a vaccine? Vaccines were made to eradicate diseases. This is never going to eradicate anything, like smallpox, polio, dick. I'm pretty sure when I got a polio vaccine, they didn't come back at me and say, oh, but you're still going to get it. Your symptoms won't be so bad. You only lose one leg.
Food for thought.
Great point.
Yeah. And the herd immunity is the thing we've always been pushing for, right? That we just, and I think we've really gotten much, much better at that. I mean, I don't know if folks watch the information from the healthcare providers that were part of the Governor Burgum's press conference. And by the way, I applaud Governor Burgum. I was a little hard on him pleading and begging for people to get vaccinated, sort of wagging his finger, especially Western North Dakota. But I do think he did the right thing by saying, let the healthcare experts come in. Let them give us the data. Let them give us the stats. Let them say. And, I think there's more of a recognition that we've got, for instance, last wave, The hospitals emptied. They emptied. Right? And it was because everybody was afraid to go in. They wouldn't go to urgent care. Well, that's not good either.
Exactly.
That's not healthy for the healthcare system. Shutting down the economy is not healthy for the healthcare system. You know, so we're being adults with a challenging situation right now to say, hey, we got to manage this. We got to make sure the therapeutics. I mean, look at that. But just the therapeutics, and everybody is leaning into that. They can do now in a lot shorter time frame these infusions. So just get the facts and decide for yourself, please, people. Health freedom. More. Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Table Studio to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Table Studio. Tell them Scott sent you.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.